We've come a long way from the blown-up pig bladders that used to serve as footballs. But when it comes to sports product design, be it the ball, the uniform, or the very limb that an athlete uses to compete, there's still a long way to go. That's where the U of O's new sports product design program comes into play, starting with 6 graduate students at the Portland campus. Dr. Susan Sokolowski heads up that new program. She has more than 35 design and utility patents to her name, with work that focuses on designing for women, children, and athletes with disabilities. Dr. Sokolowski, how did you become interested in designing sports products?
Good morning. It's a long story. So I grew up in New York State out on the East Coast. And when I was really young, I was completely fascinated with the Olympics and what athletes wore and how they achieved gold medals. And at a very young age, I kind of set my sights on going to design school to learn how to design products for athletes. And that took me on quite a long academic journey because at the time there wasn't a program like ours to do such things. So I started out with a degree in apparel design from FIT with a minor in manufacturing.
That's the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Cornell University where I studied functional design and human factors engineering to understand more about the functionality of design products worn on the body. And then I went to the University of Minnesota in the Twin Cities to study design and kinesiology and really understanding how design products interface with the athletic body and how to measure that. And the goal was to always get out here to Oregon to work at a company like Nike. And I was really fortunate when I graduated that my direction moved west and I did work in the industry for over 20 years.
And you mentioned, you know, growing up and watching the Olympics and that being kind of the first time that sports design really captured your imagination. Which sports were you watching?
Oh, goodness. I was watching everything. But what I was really fascinated with was speed and in track and field events. Mm-hmm. I was so curious. And I think really, if you look at the history of sports product, a lot of it was around running and, you know, course shoes and I really was curious how humans could be faster.
And when we do look at this history, can you give us a brief one, at least of some of the watershed moments in sports product design? It seems like we've gone from kind of a one-size-fits-all mentality to something quite different today.
Oh, gosh. There's so many watershed moments. I would say one could be just developing product for women. I would say really up until the 90s, most athletic product was unisex. When I was growing up and playing sport, everything we wore was made for boys or men. So I would say that was a big one. I would say other watershed moments are products for disabled athletes. So really understanding the needs of those athletes and being able to make customized products for them through engineering and design is amazing. I think other moments are materials innovation. A lot of the sports product industry revolves around new materials and manufacturing innovation. And I think those really change the game and how products are designed and made for athletes.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Dr. Susan Sokolowski. She is the head of a new program at the U of O. It's a master's program in sports product design. This is our monthly installment of Curious Radio, where we talk about academic research coming out of the U of O. You can join the discussion 800-838-3760. We're talking about bicycles, clothes that keep us warm or dry, products, as you just mentioned, for disabled athletes. What are your sports product needs? Give us a shout at 800-838-3760. And Dr. Sokolowski, your approach has been described as holistic as a designer, where you bring together an athlete's body in whatever form it is, and their performance and their psychology even, with a certain amount of materials and style to create a product. Could you give us a for instance and kind of take those concepts and put them into a real life application for us?
Oh, sure. So I'll give you a really great example. So let's look at like sports bras for women, right?
Yes,
let's. So it's such a hard topic. It's one of the hardest products to work on because, one, the female body is so variable in that area. Mm-hmm. Two, also there's preference needs. So really understanding first from the athlete what her needs are. So what is she using the product for? How is she going to wear it? What may she wear on top of it? Where is she actually doing the activity? So really understanding the whole environment and the, what we call like the ecosystem of the athlete is really important. And so we start out with our work doing a large body of research of understanding all the elements that may affect the design. And then we move into what we call like an ideation phase where we'll come up with ideas and we may prototype them in our studio. And then once we get to a really great place where we feel great about how the research aligns with the prototypes, we'll then bring them back to the athlete to help us validate it. And they may be looking at prototype samples. They may be wear testing product for us. And so we continue this iterative process until we get a product that feels really great for the athlete and for us based on our research. And then we move forward into building better samples and hopefully getting those to market.
So in the case of a sports bra in particular, how has the lab at the U of O Sports Product Design Program been able to improve upon your basic sports bra, which is usually, you know, tight fitting, has an X in the back so that your weight is held up on your shoulders and mm-hmm. not kind of on your back rather than on mm-hmm. your shoulders like a traditional bra. So how did you go about improving upon that?
Well, we're still looking at that. That's because we're a new program. Our research is just starting. So that's an area that we're looking to explore. But I would say kind of the areas that we're very interested in looking at are hard to fit bodies. Mm-hmm. So bodies that are challenged in finding even a product that's in the current marketplace, and also perhaps new ways of constructing the product from scratch. So sports bras are really interesting because they actually, the make of them are modeled off of everyday bras, so bras that women wear for non-sport. And you'll see this a lot in sports product where the product is just, there's just like a sports version of it, but it hasn't been really decoupled with really a sport point of view. So our way of looking at it is, what if we started from scratch and we just looked at it without with the everyday bra in mind? What would that look like for her?
And so there are 6 students currently enrolled in this this new program. Do I have that correct?
That's correct.
And y'all are at the Portland campus of the U of O. Not a campus we hear as much about. Is the program completely contained at that campus?
Yes, we are at the U of O Portland campus, which is on the waterfront in downtown Portland. And what's great about that is it gives us full access not only to the sports industry, but all the great sports retail that is here in Portland. So our students are basically living in a sports product lab mm-hmm. of Portland to do their work.
And while the program itself is, this is the first year for this Master's of Science, but a U of O student did design a harness used by Olympic medal winners in the 2012 London Olympics. Can you tell us about that design and kind of the precursor for this official program?
I'm not really sure of that product.
Oh, I'm thinking of it's a vest for rugby athletes in wheelchairs. And
oh, yes, yes, yes. So that was for 2016 Olympics, and it was Paralympics in Brazil this year. So we have a product design undergraduate program at the University of Oregon. And one of the precursors to our sports product design program was that a large number of our undergraduate students were really interested in sports product design. And what that led to is we have an undergraduate studio in our 5th year program for disabled athletes, or what we call adaptive athletes. And last year's topic was wheelchair rugby athletes, where our students worked on several devices for athletes for the Olympics. And one of those was the harness for the athletes, including some gloves as well.
And how did the harness improve upon, and how did the designers who maybe had never used a wheelchair or played rugby in one get a sense of what these athletes' needs were?
Yeah, it's a really hard challenge. So I will tell you, one of the things that our students did is they actually had wheelchairs in the studio that they used themselves to understand the environment. So when we talk about understanding the athlete and the environment, we really go to the root of understanding like what the challenge is for the athlete. So our students really almost started living in wheelchairs that we had in the studios. And then they also worked with the athletes. The harness itself was really important because it helps stabilize the body. So for athletes that have spinal injuries that are paralyzed, it's hard for them to stay upright in the chair as they're playing sport, because as they're being impacted by play or even being impacted by other players, they tend to slump down in the chair. So this harness that was developed actually kept the athlete in the chair upright and also allowed them to be in better position to play the sport.
We're talking about product design coming out of the U of O, specifically a new harness for rugby athletes who use wheelchairs. I misspoke earlier. This was part of the team's gear for the 2016 Paralympics in Brazil. Our guest is Dr. Susan Sokolowski. She's an associate professor at the U of O and the director of the new master's program in sports product design. Just a couple more minutes left here with Dr. Sokolowski, and you can join this discussion. Do you have a product problem or a need in your life that just isn't addressed with what's out there on the market? Give us a call. Tell us about it. We've got a great brain to pick right now. It's 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. So, Dr. Sokolowski, in terms of designing for athletes who have unconventional bodies, people with disabilities, with artificial limbs or mobility aids, how does the approach really differ from designing for a more conventional human body?
Well, it adds another layer. So typically what we find with our adaptive athletes is that they tend to have more personalized needs. So a lot of the athletes we've been working with recently are wounded warriors. So some of these athletes are playing sport for the first time, or they're playing sport like they used to before they were injured, but in a different context. So it's really understanding each athlete individually, which is a little bit different when you're building product for a mass market or for athletes that may have some more similar bodies. So it's really understanding the individual problem or challenge, and then also kind of the surrounding like ecology that we talk about, because there may also be other things that we're not thinking about. For example, when an athlete has they're missing a limb, for example, mm-hmm. they may also have thermoregulatory issues, which is something that we don't often think about. But those problems that we don't see are sometimes the bigger issues. So how can we also keep the athlete comfortable and also solve for their issues?
So is there a lot of interviewing that goes on? It seems like the psychology and the personal side of this, you mentioned students actually using wheelchairs to get a sense of what that feels like. Are they also spending hours and hours, say, with the rugby team, talking to them about what they need and what they want in a new product?
Yeah, so it's very common in our kind of area of study to spend a lot of time with athletes, which is a lot of fun, right? Like, who doesn't like going to see athletes play? So we spend a lot of time going to training events, watching athletes train, because we learn a lot through training how they work. We also will go to games and watch how they play games, because every time we see an athlete do something, we may learn a little bit more about their challenge or even how the product works. And then we also spend time with athletes interviewing them individually through focus groups and even testing on those athletes. So it's really comprehensive. And usually by the time we're done with our project, athlete tends to know us pretty well. And we make really great relationships, which are fun to have as well.
And one more point I wanted to touch on. You also designed for children and young people who are learning to do sports. Is that different than just scaling everything down? Do you just make the same gear for little people, or are there special concerns for kids?
Yeah, there are. Kids are really interesting because they're typically not buying the product, right? Usually their mom or dad are buying the product. So often we're designing for children to wear it, but we're really designing for the parent who's buying it and for the parent who is feeling that they're spending, you know, the right amount of money and that their child is going to be safe. So sometimes when we were doing this sort of work, we're adding a second consumer in there, which is also the parent.
All right. And so you mentioned when you were a kid that there weren't programs like the U of O's new sports design masters in science even around. Is this still unique on the block? Are there competitors, I guess, to your innovation lab and what you're doing?
Yeah, so we are the only graduate program in the United States that focuses on sports product design. And we are working on some external partnerships outside of the United States with programs that are looking at sports engineering and seeing how we can collaborate in the future.
And for people that do become part of this first class of Masters of Science receivers in the program, where do you expect them to land? Are there relationships with existing companies like Nike, which drew you to Oregon?
Yeah, so our students are quite diverse. We have students that are working on products for hockey, products for disabled athletes, products for American football, mountain biking. So we have a real diverse group of students, and we imagine that every year our students will be interested in lots of different areas. So we see our students going out in the industry when they graduate, working as designers. We would probably imagine most of them are in the Portland metro area, given that most of the companies are in this area. But we also see some of our students going out and being educators in this space because they're getting a graduate program, which is really exciting because we can then spread, you know, the information to other students.
All right. Well, Susan Sokolowski, Dr. Sokolowski, thank you so much for being our guest today. This has been another installment of Curious Radio, where we highlight research coming out of the U of O. Dr. Sokolowski is an associate professor and director of the new Master's of Science degree in Sports Product Design at the Portland campus. Thank you, Dr. Sokolowski.
Thank you. Have a good day.